Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning the halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av. This is Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel 123 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We know that historically the heathens entered the temple on the 7th of Av and started pillaging and destroying it from then. On the 9th of Av, they set it alight and it burned throughout the 10th of Av. As such, we commemorate the mourning on the 9th of Av. However, obviously before and as we move into Tisha B'Av, it's seen as a time of mourning as well, which is going to be reflected in some of the halachas that we're about to learn about Erev Tisha B'Av. Let's jump straight in. We're going to look at three concepts, activities on Erev Tisha B'Av, the final meal, or what we call the Seuda HaMafsekes, the meal which breaks or separates the eating from non-eating, and the personal fast and a yahrzeit. Let's jump straight in. So when it comes to the activities on Erev Tisha B'Av, is one permitted to take a walk on Erev Tisha B'Av? So generally speaking, one should not go for walks, pleasure walks on Erev Tisha B'Av. It's a time to be sad, more introspective, and we're going to see on Tisha B'Av itself, such will be the halacha. When should the festival meal for the bris or the pidyon haben occur on Erev Tisha B'Av? So let's say there is a bris. That's just the way it was. The baby was born 8 days beforehand. Or it's a pidyon haben. The baby was born 31 days beforehand. What do you do? So it must be done before noon, because after chatzos is already a time where we considered it's part of getting into the fast already. Is one allowed to learn Torah on Erev Tisha B'Av? So the answer is yes, but only before chatzos, before midday. That would be appropriate. What is one permitted to study on the afternoon or Erev Tisha B'Av? So only the subjects which are permitted to study on Tisha B'Av itself may be studied in the afternoon of Erev Tisha B'Av. We'll see a little more details about this as well later. It is worthwhile noting that the Mishnah Berurah is somewhat lenient when it comes to this, if it's going to lead just to bittul, just to a wasting of time on Erev Tisha B'Av itself. The second concept is going to be the idea of the final meal before the fast, which is called the Seuda HaMafsekes, that last meal, which is about to move into the fast day. So a few basic questions. What is the correct way to conduct the meals on Erev Tisha B'Av? So the way it should go is you should have a larger meal, a regular meal before Mincha, then Daven Mincha, and then towards the evening have the Seuda HaMafsekes, this final meal. Is there anything unusual about Mincha? The answer is yes, there's no Tachanun at Mincha. Why is there no Tachanun? So we see that there's a pasuk in Eicha, which says, Kara ala ma'ed, it was called upon me a special time. There is a certain way, in an ironic sense, that Tisha B'Av is called a ma'ed, a festival as well. We know that in the future, God willing, it'll be a time of great rejoicing, and as such, we therefore remove, there are certain practices which are omitted as if it is already a festival now. How should the final meal be eaten? So you should be sitting on the floor, though shoes need not yet be removed. Three men should not sit together to avoid creating a birkas hamazon with a zimun situation. What foods are permitted at the final meal? So in the last meal, only bread and a cold, hard-boiled egg are permitted. So very simple foods. And additionally, one should dip the piece of bread into ashes and eat it as such. So the meal before Mincha is a more lavish or extensive meal which will fill one up. And the last meal is one which is very much like that of mourners eating in a very disconsolate way as well. By when must this last meal finish? So it must finish while it's still daytime, which means before the sun sets. What happens if I finish before the sun sets and I still want to eat after, so I want to drink one last cup of water? That is fine as long as one actually articulates that before one finishes the Birkas HaMazon. If one does not finish the Birkas, if one did not articulate it, then by default, making the Birkas HaMazon will conclude the meal. What restrictions apply during the twilight on Erev Tisha B'Av? So once the sun has set and it's twilight, so what restrictions apply? So all the forbidden restrictions on Tisha B'Av come into effect at sunset, which means removing the shoes, all other prohibitions of sunset as well, of Tisha B'Av as well. We move to our last concept today, and that is personal fasts and yahrzeits. So if one regularly fasts on Mondays and Thursdays, that used to be the practice for many people to pray a fast on Mondays and Thursdays. So what happens if Erev Tisha B'Av is a Monday or a Thursday? So then one would have to fast 2 days, which is not really possible. So what should one do in that case? So a person should annul their vow to fast on Erev, on the Mondays and Thursdays to avoid this situation. Now, in the old days, people would commemorate a yahrzeit by fasting on a yahrzeit. So how should one observe a yahrzeit which occurs on Erev Tisha B'Av? So on the first yahrzeit, because obviously yahrzeit's always the same day, a person should make the acceptance, make the Kabbalah, to fast only until Chatzos, until midday, as an expression of fasting on that yahrzeit. And then daven mincha gedola, which is at half an hour after midday, eat the meal afterwards, and then eat the surah of sekes. And this way a person can observe the yahrzeit with the fasting, and at the same time also observe the Erev Tisha B'Av and be able to fast on Tisha B'Av as well. With this, we conclude the halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av, a wonderful and meaningful day.